We are just 2 days away, now that we officially finally know the Stanley Cup playoff schedule, just 2 days away from the Nashville Predators taking on the Vancouver Canucks in game one of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And joining us now to break it all down is our friend Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast and Sportsnet. Elliot, appreciate you for stopping by. Just overall first impressions of this Nashville-Vancouver matchup.
Well, my number one impression is the Vancouver fans are not happy with your ticket policy. That is my number one impression.
I did see some very angry Canucks fans on Twitter.
Bad, so
why?
Sad.
Why do you guys hate Vancouver? Why do you?
I hate every team that comes in here, Elliot.
That's good, Derek. Now I know it's like when you were pancake blocking Palomalu. That's what you're doing with these guys. I think it's like the Vancouver fans, as you're finding out, they are like, when it comes to their internet social media fan base, they're a little crazy. I've had my battles with them before. Mm-hmm. There are sometimes they really like me, and there are sometimes they really hate me, and there's no in between. Like, there's no gray. It's either black or white. They really hate you or they really like you. So I laughed at someone sent me some of those tweets, and I was laughing my head off at that. I think you guys have a real challenge. It's not that you're not up to it. I wouldn't say that for a second, but I think you have a challenge. That's a team that had a really good year. Their number one goalie was hurt the last couple months of the season, and they were very smart with him. They made him sit probably longer than he needed to. And, he's one of the few guys in the league that can look eye to eye with Saros and say, I'm his equal. Thatcher Demko is on the same level as Saros as a goalie. So that's one thing. I think, like a lot of teams, I think they've got some banged up players, but you just have to deal with it at this time of the year. They play with a really fast pace, and they've gone down and at center, they've made some moves, and the way they're lined up at center right now, they are very deep. Now, and also they've got one of the few defensemen who can look Roman Josi in the eye and say, I'm on the same level as you. As a matter of fact, I'm filling out my awards ballot today, and Hughes and Josi are in the top two spots. So, like, they're one of the few teams that can look at Saros and say, we've got an equal. They're one of the few guys who can look at Josi and say, we've got an equal. And they're one. And, you know, Ryan O'Reilly, I think, is going to be a hugely important player for you guys over the next 2 weeks. But they're one of the few teams that say, we have a few different guys that we would be okay with if they got matched up with Ryan O'Reilly. So I don't think it's impossible by any stretch of the imagination. But I think Vancouver is one of the few teams that you could look at your strength in Nashville and they can say, we can deal with that.
All great points and all things that I'd like to go into a little bit more depth on. But first, I want to touch on your initial point of just the craziness and the mania of the fan base. I think a lot of our listeners in this area can relate to a certain extent. But one thing that Barry Trotz said on our station a couple weeks ago was that one thing in the Predators' corner is that they just don't have the pressure. They don't have the pressure that maybe some other playoff teams might have. You know, the Stars or the Rangers having so much pressure of having a veteran team and being so good in the regular season. And Vancouver, just being in a Canadian market, there is so much pressure. You're in it. You live it. You breathe it. You see it in your Twitter mentions every single day. Just how much pressure is there on the Canucks from that fan base and the Vancouver market?
Boy, that's an old school playbook that Barry Trotz is reading from. That's very, very smart on his part. I shouldn't be surprised, but it's a very, very smart move by Trotz. I think that's real. I do think that's real. I would say a couple things about that. Number one, I also do think on some level the Canucks are playing with a bit of house money, in the sense that they weren't expected to be this good this year. As a matter of fact, I don't think anybody thought that they would be a team that would be winning the Pacific Division and have a chance to win the Western Conference. So I think there's a little bit of, wow, like, we are where we're not supposed to be, and we're happy with that. of course, Carolyn, up in Canada, and particularly in Vancouver, that can dissipate very quickly. And, like, for example, if you guys go into Vancouver and win game one, there's definitely going to be a lot of, oh, my God, we're doomed. This is a disaster. Like, there's definitely going to be some of that. And the more pressure you put on them in this series, they'll be it. But, you know, the one thing I would say about this is there's some guys on that team that have kind of been through the social media meat grinder there. JT Miller, Patterson, definitely Brock Besser, and Connor Garland. Like, these are good players on their team, and they've come out of it better players. Like, they handled it. So I do think they have the mentality to handle it, but it doesn't mean it's not going to be there.
Elliot, do you think, we'll talk with Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast, discussing the Nashville Predators and the Vancouver Canucks opening round series starting Sunday. Yeah, starting Sunday. So
late one.
Yep.
It's a late game. Oh, my goodness. I need to give me a nap.
initially, it was Tuesday, and both teams complained.
Yeah, so now they got it Monday, a late nighter, at least for us anyway. Is it just as easy to say, hey, listen, this game boils down to the two goalies. If they play well, whoever plays well, then that's the team that's going to win. Or is it more than that when it comes to these two teams?
Well, I mean, Derek, I think the base answer is the goaltending is your number one thing. Mm-hmm. In a seven-game series, if you don't have goaltending, you're not going to win. There are teams that believe you don't need to pay the most for a goalie, and we pay goalies too much. But I believe this: there's a tier of about five or six guys that are better than everybody else, and if you've got them, you do what you can to keep them. And this series features two of those guys. I think that Saros is on an elite tier, and I think that Demko is on an elite tier as well. And so, look, if you don't have goaltending at this time of the year, you're doomed. Nothing can overcome that. I think that to win in this league, you've got to have goaltending number one. You've got to have a good mobile defense number two. You've got to be strong down the middle. You've got to have elite talent, and you've got to have depth. But you can have a good mobile defense. You can be strong down the middle. You can have elite talent, and you can have depth. But if your goaltender picks a week that he's suddenly off his game or isn't very good, you're screwed. So goaltending is number one above everything.
Now, when you look at these series, Elliot, is this Vancouver-Nashville series probably the best first-round matchup, considering where Vancouver was at the beginning of the season, how they beat up on the Predators at the beginning of the season, looking at what the Predators did toward the latter part of the season, and now you have two teams. We played each other, but really we didn't, because we're a different team than what we were when we played y'all, and y'all are a different team than what y'all were. So is this ultimately, it may turn out to be the best first-round matchup?
I would say, Derek, your point is 100% correct, that what happened in the regular season between these two teams doesn't matter very much because, as you said, they are different. I also remember this. In the NHL, in the 82-game regular season, you have games where teams aren't at their best. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because they're playing their third game in 4 days. Maybe it's a long road trip. Maybe it's a back-to-back, whatever the case. Maybe it's because Vancouver and Nashville aren't natural rivals and the teams don't get up for it. Like, say, the Predators would get up to play Dallas or St. Louis or somebody like that. The playoffs are very different. It's one team, seven games. And also, you drill down and you say, look, this is the thing the other team does really well, or a player on their team who's really good, and we are not letting that beat us. If we are losing this series, we're not letting X player beat us, or we're not letting X play or what they do beat us. And it's very different. You can talk to a lot of good young players who, when they first play a playoff series and they realize, holy smokes, like, I'm the guy they're building their entire defense around, It's very, very different. Best first round series, Derek, that may be a bit much. That Florida-Tampa Bay series is going to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That Vegas-Dallas series is going to be ridiculous. That Winnipeg-Colorado series is going to be ridiculous. But it's a good one. And, you know, Derek, you gotta take that afternoon siesta, and you'll be fine to stay up till 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, man, when you reach 50, I think you got to take a nap when you get those late games.
That's true, yes.
Even for me, I'm like, 9 o'clock? My God, I've been bed for an hour by then. Elliot,
yeah, I saw you out last year at the draft. That's not true.
Touche. Elliot Friedman is with us, 32 Thoughts Podcast. Elliot, you know, the Predators and the Canucks played three times in the first half of the season. So our attention has kind of been diverted to other teams. We haven't been keeping up with the Canucks as much as we have, you know, closely with some other teams in the NHL. I do know the Canucks came out of the gate swinging, that they were hot in the first half of the season.
Yep.
And the second half of the season that they've kind of trailed off. Is that as simple as, well, Thatcher Demko was largely not available in the latter half of the season? Or is there something else, another reason behind the Canucks looking so much better in the first half rather than the second?
Well, I think the Demko thing is a big thing. I thought early in the year, like, their backup is Casey DeSmith. And I thought early in the year when they only needed him to spell off Demko once in a while, and they were very careful with Demko this year because he was coming off injuries. But I thought when they were only using DeSmith once in a while, I thought he was excellent. I thought the more they needed him, he kind of drifted off a bit. So, yes, I don't think that was the only thing, Carolyn, but I also do think that was a factor. Also, Vancouver made a few changes this year. They made a few trades, and especially with Elias Lindholm, who they got from Calgary at the deadline, they had a real problem finding the right spot for him, and he got hurt too. And I think it disrupted them a little bit. They have a few guys hurt. Everybody has that at the beginning of the year. I think they were banged up a bit. But I think fitting some of these guys in kind of slowed them down a little bit too. But generally, I feel that they're in a good place and they will be rejuvenated. Like that building on Sunday night, it's going to be crazy there. It's been a long time since they've hosted a playoff game, because the last time they were in the playoffs was the bubble, right? So it's going to be a zoo there, and it's going to wire up those players.
So many great matchups in this series as a whole. And I know it's not one-on-one matchups, but, you know, Saros and Demko, Quinn Hughes and Roman Josi, likely the Norris Trophy winner and Norris Trophy runner-up. What is a matchup that you're most looking forward to in this series?
Well, I would say it's Hughes and Josi. Like I said, they're 1-2 on my Norris ballot this year. I think they are great, great players. I think Hughes, from game one to 82 this year, was the best defenseman in the league. And Josi has been ridiculous, especially over the last couple of months. I think that everything that Nashville is going to do is going to be geared at making life hard on Quinn Hughes. Everything. You know that Andrew Burnett is sitting there saying, we have to make him pay a physical price. And that's easier said than done. He's slippery. He's elusive. He's got elite hockey IQ. But that doesn't mean you're still not going to try. And also, too, like so much of what the Canucks do goes through Hughes, just like so much of what the Predators do goes through Josi. So I am looking forward to that. I just think that those are going to be two of the best players and most important players throughout the series. I would say second two is probably O'Reilly, just in the sense that, like I said, Vancouver is very deep down the middle, and you know that Andrew Burnett's going to be counting on him a lot, and he loves this time of year. He's almost like you always think of heart rate. It's always flatlined. He never gets too high. He never gets too low. And he's very, very calm. And there's going to be moments in this series that go very badly for Nashville, because that's the way a series works. And Ryan O'Reilly is the kind of guy that pulls you out of those holes when you get in them.
Well, Elliot, I'm not going to ask who you are picking, who you expect to win this series, because obviously I don't want you to make the Canadian group mad, and I don't want you to make the Nashville group mad at all.
If you will ask me, I will answer it.
I'm not going to put you in that position. But what I will ask you is this. Do you think this is a long series?
I do. Okay. I do. I just look, I just think you guys are too good, right? And I think they're too good. You know, sometimes you get series, like last year in the Eastern Conference Final, you know, Florida swept Carolina, but every series was like a one-goal game, right? And so and one of them went to like four overtimes. Sometimes you get series like that where it's a sweep, but it's really close. I just don't see that here. I think you guys are too good, and I think they're too good. And I just think there's guys here that are going to take over games. Like, the way I look at this is Saros is going to win you guys a game you do not deserve to win. Mm-hmm. Demko is going to win them a game that they do not deserve to win. I absolutely believe that. I think Josi has a game where he puts you on your shoulders and you win. And I think that one or two Vancouver guys, whether it's Pettersson, whether it's Hughes, whether it's Miller, one or two of those guys are going to put their team on their shoulders in a game and they're going to win. So right now we're already at 2-2, maybe 3-2 Vancouver. We're already at six games. That's the way I look at this series. And from there, it's going to be who wins the battles and who just refuses to lose and who gets one lucky break that maybe turns the series.
I will ask you, Elliot. I will put you on the hot seat. Who do you think wins the series?
Yeah, I would pick Vancouver. I would. I just think they're deeper. But like I said, it's not the. I'm not putting like my next mortgage down on it or anything like that. They've just been a great team, 1-82, and I really like what they did to rest their goalie. I think they are a little deeper than you guys are, and I think that matters. But if in 2 weeks we're talking and Nashville's won the series, I wouldn't think it would be an enormous upset.
Elliot's protecting his Twitter mentions and his Twitter DMs.
Yeah. I don't want the Twitter folks to come after you, Elliot.
I got to tell you, like, no matter what I say, this is the way the world we live in now. No matter what you say, someone's going to hate it.
Yeah.
So just do what you do and deal with the fallout.
Welcome to the world of social media.
Exactly.
Elliot Friedman. Elliot, you are the best. Appreciate you for stopping by. And we'll catch up with you next week, hopefully, with some good news from the first two games of the series.
I'm good now. I'm back on the Thursday schedule, so we'll do it next week.
Awesome. Right, perfect. Sounds great. Appreciate you, Elliot. Have a good weekend.
Take care, guys.